This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy Lee. More than 280,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and there are nearly 4.2 million confirmed cases. In the United States, more than 80,000 people have died, and the number of confirmed infections exceeds 1.3 million. U.S. regulators have approved a new type of coronavirus test that administration officials have touted as a key to opening up the country. The Food and Drug Administration Saturday announced the emergency authorization for antigen tests developed by QuidelCorp of San Diego. The test can rapidly detect fragments of virus proteins in samples collected from swabs inside the nasal cavity. That's according to the FDA in a statement. Currently, the only way to diagnose active COVID-19 is to test the patient's nasal swabs for the genetic virus material. While considered highly accurate, the test can take hours and require expensive specialized equipment. Quidel says its tests can produce results in 15 minutes. As heads of state, local leaders, business owners, and individual citizens weighed the cost of reopening the global economy, fears of new outbreaks continue to grow. A central question has emerged, that is, how much infection and loss of life will emerge as well amid the push to restart business. The scope of economic devastation deepens. The U.S. government reported the worst set of job numbers since a record keeping began in 1948. The infection rate is rising in many states as doors reopen and outbreak countries around the world are wrestling with how to ease curbs on business and public activity without having the coronavirus surge back.